What would you like to have happened that hasn't happened?
I believe as a carer, we should be more recognised if we're supporting our loved ones. For example, we should have our national insurance paid for. We should have a fair income. Not asking a lot, just a fair income, because the government are saving something like £400 a week on a person that I'm caring. If I'm caring for my father, I'm saving the government £400 a week. And if they gave a fraction of that towards my national insurance contribution and a fair wage that I can live on, that would be very supporting, very grateful as carers.
And what about practical help?
Practical help. There is practical help out there. But unfortunately, to get that practical help, you need, as a carer, it's called a care assessment. Now, to get the care assessment comes from the social services, and they should assess a carer every year. Now, unfortunately, they've got a backlog. And last time I had my assessment was about 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. And now I could do some help and support with my father. It's called a drop-in service where they'll come and sit with my father so I can actually go out and have a bit of a social life myself, which unfortunately I'm limited because of my father's situation. Now, I don't know as and when this assessment will happen, but I just hope it happens soon.
How has being a carer affected your own life?
Well, your life is on hold and you put your loved one's life first. Obviously, the social life, I don't go out as much as I used to. Don't do the things I do as much as I used to as well. Even my friends, I have to, when my father's here, you know, just work out around a couple of hours, or if I can get the odd relative just to sit with my father while I go out. Because also my father gets very insecure if I'm not around him more than an hour. He starts panicking and he's got to ring me to get back, and he thinks the worst is going to happen to him. So it's stressful at times. So my life is very limited, unfortunately.